Hey, welcome to this podcast where the truth is released to inspire you to find your voice, bring out the gold within you, and help you reach your full potential to roar out loud in the world around you. I'm your host, Mary Shree, and I'm here to take you on a weekly journey of hope, inspiration, and empowerment. This podcast is where we believe in turning up the volume on life's practical tips, impart insightful wisdom, as well as share life stories of triumph, resilience, and passion. In each episode, we'll be diving deep into relevant topics in today's world, as well as into the incredible lives and stories of extraordinary everyday individuals like you and me who have been set free from the fears, lies, and have overcome great adversity and found their voice to release their roar. So whether you're tuning in during your morning drive, working out at the gym, getting ready for school, or cozying up with that good cup of coffee, get ready to amplify your life and ignite your courage. This is Roar Out Loud. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you guys for joining in today. I am excited about this podcast because I know that this podcast can be very life-changing. Not just can be, but will be life-changing for some of you that are tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about navigating disappointment. You know, opportunities to be disappointed are all around us. And we literally, all of us, we go through it. We go through disappointment at different times and different seasons of our lives. You know, maybe you're married and you feel disappointed with your spouse. You know, I've been there. I've been disappointed with my husband at different times, and I know he's been disappointed with me as well. Maybe your son or daughter doesn't live up to their potential, and there's things going on with maybe they're astray or they're not fully running in the lane that they should, or maybe it's little things like you've got a little child, maybe in the season of lying or different things like that, and you feel disappointed because you know you've taught them better. I have been there. You know, maybe you're single and you've been believing for a spouse and you feel disappointed that God hasn't come through yet, or so you believe. You know, I've been there too. I didn't get married till I was 30. That was a rough road. That was a very disappointing time as I got into my late 20s and navigated even being the year of 29. I'm like, God, what is going on? How come I'm not married yet? I'm doing everything right. That was my thought process. And then you know what? God ended up coming through. But the reality is disappointment even in that is real. Maybe you didn't get that job. Maybe you didn't get that job promotion, or maybe you even lost your job, or maybe even you've been praying for a job and you just haven't gotten one yet. That is real. That is rough. I've been there as well, you know, and maybe you've joined a church and now that you've been there a while, you've discovered, man, this is imperfect leadership. Let me tell you, no leadership is perfect, but maybe you feel that and your feelings are real. And maybe that has left you feeling not covered, not loved, very frustrated and disappointed. That is real. I've been there as well. When it comes to ministry and leadership, I've been disappointed. That feeling is very, very real. Maybe you've believed and contended for healing in a loved one's life, but now they've passed away. I've been there too. In January of 2023, my sister passed away, my older sister, and some of you guys have heard me talk about this on past podcasts. That disappointment was so real and it hurt. And I remember walking into her hospital room. I remember praying for her. And I thought to myself, God, you could raise her up from this deathbed. You could raise her up right now. You could. And he didn't. I remember being in Africa and praying over a little boy who was deceased for about 4 days and thinking those same thoughts. God, you can raise him up right now. And if you raise him up, this entire village will come to you. And guess what? We prayed. We prayed and we prayed for several hours and God did not raise him up. And I remember being so upset and disappointed with God and thinking, God, don't you want all these people to come to you? Don't you want them to come into your kingdom? Why? Why did you not raise them up? And the disappointment left all these questions and unanswered questions in my mind and in my heart. And that was something I had to literally navigate. It's real. Maybe you've contended for healing for yourself and you've been believing God for a while and you're still dealing with some kind of disease or some sort of health issue that's taxing mentally and emotionally. I get it. I've been there, and that's something that I'm still walking through. Since 2012, I've been dealing with a skin issue called vitiligo, and it's something where you lose skin pigmentation. And that was very frustrating for a very long time. I walked in a lot of disappointment. I even walked in a lot of shame of how I looked and what other people would think of me. It's real. That takes an emotional and mental toll on you and on your body. It is real. I feel you, friend. Maybe you struggled financially or have like some kind of looming debt that you have been contending to get free from. And it's frustrating because you're not there yet. Friend, it's real. I feel you. I've been there. I've walked that out. And it hurts sometimes. Disappointment in these types of things really hurt. So let me ask you a question. Do you throw out truth that God is still the healer when it comes to dealing with issues of healing? Do you throw out truth that God is still a provider and he's a good provider when it comes to your debt or your struggle financially? Do you throw that truth out? You know, many times we do, because God, in our minds, God doesn't show up on time. He's not showing up on our timeline. The disappointed heart, you know, it will always judge God by what he didn't do for us, because our eyes, the reality is, our eyes are on ourselves. Trust me, these are things that I have walked through and I've realized, wow, there's this area of my heart that I haven't fully given over to God. And my eyes have been on myself and my pain and disappointment instead of on him. You know, the truth is that God lives outside of time. And in reality, he doesn't have to do anything and he doesn't owe us anything. Okay, I want to say that again. The truth is, God lives outside of time. And in reality, he doesn't have to do anything and he doesn't owe us anything. Many times we feel like, oh, God, you didn't come through for us back there, so now you owe it to me to do it here. Or we have the mindset, God, because I've done everything right, I've been serving you right, I've been laying my life down here, or I've been running to this lane perfectly, and I'm a good child, I'm a good son or daughter. So in the back of our minds or subconsciously, we feel he owes it to us. That is wrong thinking. It is wrong thinking, and he doesn't owe us anything, like I said. And in the midst of all that, though, disappointment is real. And it's so important to not run from it, but so much more important to face it head on, like the Goliath that it can sometimes feel like. I want to say that again. It's so important not to run from it. But it's so important to face it head on, like the Goliath that it can sometimes feel like and be in our lives. It's so important to face it, let it go, and release it. You gotta release it. It only hurts us and keeps us in a sort of prison when we hold on to it. So let me ask you a question. What do I mean by release it? Yes, say that with me. Release it! What do I mean by that? What I mean is turn it over to God. Be honest with him. Be honest with how you feel and what you're experiencing in your heart. Get it out of you and lay it at the foot of the cross. Literally, that's what I've had to do so many times in my life, where I have faced real disappointment, where I have faced real pain because of disappointments. And sometimes the answers come. Sometimes the answers are not there. And what we do with that season, what we do with that time matters. You know, in this place, God understands. He understands our disappointment. He understands our fear. He understands our pain. He understands our doubts. He understands the confusion, and he understands the lack of trust that can come with disappointment. He gets it. He understands it. He knows that we are in this place in and of ourselves. He understands it. He sees it. And in the midst of it all, he's always there. And he promises to never leave us. He promises to never forsake us. And he's more than sufficient to supply all of our needs. And that, my friend, is the reality. He's more than sufficient to supply our need of even walking through this, having someone to walk through it with us. And that's truth. Because when we choose to give our disappointment over to him and to set it at the foot of the cross, and we invite him into these spaces with us, then he comes. The truth is, he's always there. He's always there. But it's a matter of us inviting him into this space and allowing him in to walk with us in the journey. Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Let me say that again. He will never leave you or forsake you. The reality is, like I said, he is always there. And in Philippians 4:19, it says, "And my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Let me say that again. My God will supply all of your needs, not some, not a little, not a fraction. The reality is all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So what does that even mean? The reality is there's no lack in the kingdom of heaven. There is no lack of emotional support that God cannot supply you. There's no lack, period, in the kingdom realm. So he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So how do you prepare yourself for disappointment? Let me ask you that question again. How do you prepare yourself for disappointment? You know, the number one thing that I've realized in my own life is not to have a victim mindset. So the reality is you got to have a victimless mindset, first and foremost. You need to have the mindset that believes no matter what happens in life to me, I am not powerless. I am not a powerless victim to my disappointments and my circumstances. That is truth. You are not a powerless victim to your disappointments and to your circumstances. There were times in my life where I felt like a victim to disappointment, and I felt like a victim to my circumstances. But I had to have a mind renewal. I had to rise above that thinking and change that, flip the narrative in my mind. You know, in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "My grace is all you need, for my power is the greatest when you are weak." Your weakness is your kryptonite, so to speak. You know, like Superman? Yeah, your weakness is your kryptonite. And in him and through him, you are made strong. In him and through him, you are made strong. You're not weak. You're not a victim. You're not a victim to your disappointments. You're not a victim to your circumstances. When you lay it at the cross, in him, you are made strong. You have to know him. You have to invite him into these places, and you got to know him. He is all powerful. He is your advocate. He is your provider. He is the king. He is your lover. He is your father. So the other thing I would say is know whose you are and strengthen yourself in him. Know whose you are and strengthen yourself in him. You are the son. You are the daughter of a good, good father. You are the son and you are the daughter of the King of Kings. And in him is your portion. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He is the strength of you. He's the strength of your heart. And he is your portion forever. He's always there, but you've got to invite him in. You've got to drink deep of the truth of his word. Drink deep of the truth of who he is. See, he goes before you and he goes behind you. He will cover you. He will never leave you. He will never abandon you or give up on you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just stop for a minute and just say thank you? Thank you, Jesus, that you will never leave us. You will never abandon us, and you are our portion forever. He will never abandon us. There were times in my life where I felt like, God, where are you? I feel like you've abandoned me. But the truth was, he never abandoned me. The truth was, I pushed him away many times, over and over again, but he was always there. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Another word for forsake is abandon. He will never abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Don't be disappointed. The reality is he's there. He's there to come into this journey with you. So preparing for disappointment involves managing your expectations and recognizing that not every outcome will meet your expectations. And that's the reality. Not every outcome will meet your expectations. However, in the midst of this space, God is still good. He is still a good, good father. He is your strength, and your higher belief has to say, I choose him and I choose joy. I may not feel him, however, I choose him. I've been there so many times, friends. I may not feel him, but I choose him. And for me, sometimes when I haven't felt joy, choosing him has looked like, you know what? I'm going to get my Bible out and I'm going to go find a quiet place. I'm going to go find a place and just sit with him. I'm going to sit with him. And every single time, something will jump off at the page for me when I give him my time, when I give him myself. He always is speaking. Sometimes it's me taking a walk and saying, God, I'm just going to give this time to you. And even if I don't feel you, and you know what? It's inevitable. He speaks to me. Sometimes it's me taking my guitar out and just playing to him, even when I don't feel like it. And every single time his presence has come. It's me leaning in. It's me leaning in and making the choice to still choose him. In that space, it's his strength that comes to walk you into greater freedom and greater joy. Nehemiah 8:10, it says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let me say that again. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Jesus, for your joy. That's my strength every single day. When we get to heaven, we'll never have the pain. We'll never have the questions of disappointments that we go through here on earth. One of the things that I have learned from a mentor of mine is that even in disappointment, I have to give up my right to understand in order to walk in true joy, even in disappointment. You've got to give up your right to understand in order to walk in true joy. We may not understand everything in life that happens to us. However, sometimes you've got to give up your right to understand, because it's in that place that the joy will come. God, I don't understand this, but I choose you. It's in this place and having this kind of mindset where the peace that surpasses all understanding comes. My mentor also says the most priceless gift we can give God on this side of eternity is choosing to step into joy in the midst of the pain, in the midst of all the questions, and sometimes even in the midst of the confusion that can come with that disappointment. Many of us have walked through disappointment, have tasted of the goodness of God. We've tasted of his kindness over and over and over again. We've known his provision for us, and we've seen the way he has shown up for us over and over again. The truth is, we never forget, but sometimes, like me, maybe like you too, we have to be reminded, oh yeah, he did that then, he'll do it again. He did that in that space, he can do it for me. He did it for that person, he can do it for me. Friend, he can do it, and he will do it again. He's still the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. Say that with me. God, you are the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. You are. And so what we do in the midst of disappointment right now in our lives matters. We need to lean in for the greater understanding. We need to lean in for the greater breakthrough. Friend, lean in for the greater breakthrough. I can't tell you that enough. It takes action on your part. It takes action on my part. If I want breakthrough, if I want greater understanding in situations that I'm in or places where I've been disappointed, it takes action on my part. It takes action on your part to lean in. You gotta lean in. We need to get our eyes off of ourself and onto him. When you're not leaning in and you're staying in this place of, oh, woe is me, I've been disappointed, or God hasn't come through, and so I'm pushing him away, or I don't want him right now, or this or that. It's you. It's all about you. It's all about you. That's the action that you're portraying. It's the action that I portrayed over and over in my life. And it's taken me time and years to get it. It's taken me walking over and around the mountain several times to really get it. Oh, it's not about me. I got to get my eyes off of self. It's all about him. It's all about him. I got to get my eyes off of self and on to him, because that's where the breakthrough comes. We need to determine in our heart that no matter what, I'm going to look to him. I'm going to get my eyes off of me, and I'm going to look to him. I'm going to give him the best offering that I can give him right now in this season. And that's giving him me. It's giving him your situation. It's giving him your disappointments in that place of that season of disappointment and sometimes pain. It's giving it to him. It's choosing to rise up and believe, even if it's costly. I know and I believe it's going to be beautiful. Even pain and disappointment has a purpose. Let me say that again. Even pain and disappointment has a purpose. Pain and disappointment, it has a purpose. Man, as a missionary on the mission field, I walked through so many disappointments. I've walked through disappointments as a minister. I've walked through disappointments in friendships. I've walked through disappointments in my finances. I've walked through disappointments, and I've walked around the mountain over and over again to learn this lesson that even in pain, in disappointment, it has a purpose. Where do you find that purpose? It's when you choose Him. You choose to lean in and you choose Him, because that's where you grow. That's where you receive truth, and that's where you receive breakthrough. Everything is unto something. The question is, what will you allow seasons of disappointment be unto you in your life? What will you allow it to be? That's the question I want to leave you with today. It's your choice. Everything is unto something. Will you allow Him into those places of disappointment? Will you allow Him into this season that hurts? Will you allow Him into the pain, into the confusion? Will you allow Him in? Everything is unto something. And if you allow Him into that space, you're going to see the gold begin to rise to the surface in your life. That's my challenge to you today. Allow Him in, because everything is unto something, even your disappointments. I'm going to say that again. We're under the tag Roaring Hope INT. Hey, don't forget it. As we are growing, check out our platforms. Our goal is to offer plenty of resources for you to get inspired and to release your roar. We love hearing from our listeners. So if you have any burning questions you want us to answer here on this podcast, or topics you would love to hear discussed, write into us at roaringhope@gmail.com. Likewise, if you're interested in booking me as a speaker for your event or church event, you can contact us as well at roaringhope@gmail.com. So I've shared on this podcast that I'm a life coach and a licensed minister who has over 20 years of experience in ministry, both domestically and internationally. And I've walked many people through many things. So if you are looking to receive greater breakthrough in your life and want someone to journey with you, I would love to help. If you want more information on the packages that I offer, please don't hesitate to reach out at roaringhopecoach@gmail.com. I'm going to say that again, roaringhopecoach@gmail.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends and family. Always remember, your voice matters. Your dreams are worth pursuing. And you, my friend, have the power to roar out loud.